Hey folks, I'm Julian Taylor. I'm taking a break this week, so I've picked one of my favorite shows to rebroadcast. I hope that you enjoy.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Me and the Blue. We spend a lot of time together. Me and the blues, we're traveling on that getting nowhere road. Nobody knows. Together. Gets mighty weary toting this troublesome load. I'll never know why men are so deceitful. They never treat you them so no good. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on living. Who'd go on living if they were in one way certain of separating me and the blues. I'm going down and tell my troubles to the river. Can't go on. Go on living if they were in my shoes. That's one way certain of separating me and the blues.
My name's Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on the Jukebox. That was Mildred Bailey and a song called Me and the Blues. Mildred was a Native American jazz singer who came up during the 1930s and often was praised as being one of the best of her era and one of the first indigenous people to really break through in that scene. Lots more of my conversation with Dan Aykroyd and the music that we talked about coming up right here, right now. We're going to have stuff from James Brown, Wayne Cochran, and the Milk Carton Kids, who have a real distinct connection to Dan Aykroyd, just like Vera does. And Vera, who we played at the very top of the show, Sola, is actually his daughter and is married to one of the Milk Carton Kids. Here is my interview with Dan Aykroyd on the Jukebox.
I like the outdoor venues, don't you?
I love the outdoor venues. It's about time we get doing those. The weather's starting to change here, so I'm hoping that I get to do that. I've got the Vancouver Folk Festival, Canmore Folk Festival.
Do you know the Milk Carton Kids?
Yeah, I've never met them, but I know who they are. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, that's right. Joey and Kenneth. Now, Kenneth is married to my daughter.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of a troubadour couple. I believe he's playing Vancouver. That's July, isn't it?
Yeah, it is in July. Are they playing the Vancouver?
Be right there, man. Okay. You'll be there. Look for Kenneth Pattingale. I'll give you his number.
Did you get the message about picking some songs like for this episode that we're going to air? Because it's just
sure,
a radio show.
Playing a Party by Lowell Fulson.
Lowell Fulson.
Yeah, Lowell Fulson, F-U-L-S-O-N. Swingin' Party.
Mm-hmm.
James Brown, Big Payback.
Big Payback, I love that one.
I would say, well, always Junior's Mystery Train is a spectacular example of
Junior
the high highs in American music, African American music, and world music. If you want to look at, you know, blue-eyed soul, so-called white soul, it would be Wayne Cochran, Miami.
Yeah.
Going back to Miami, so that's a good selection. I mean, or any of the songs, Briefcase Full of Blues, our version of She Caught the Cake, Katie's Beautiful, you know.
I love that version that you guys do. It's amazing.
That's me playing harp, but that was not
as... Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I played harp sometimes badly, but sometimes, with the proper equipment, I sounded all right. And I all the records there, that's all. I play all that harp, absolutely, for better or worse.
Do you still collect vinyl? Do you have a record collection?
I do. I have a barn. I have 7 barns. I'm a hoarder. I don't know what I'm going to do. Come and help me sort it out. Come and take some.
Okay. You have 7 barns full of vinyl?
Okay. Oh, well, full of, you know, just material. Vinyl's in there, but there's accumulated. God, we accumulate a lot of stuff as human beings. That we sometimes we can't look at it again. We don't want to throw it away. It's the hoarder. Thing, right?
You just get connected to it, to certain things, and you just can't part with them.
It's the hoarder complex.
It's amazing. So, Dan, you also like the hip. I know that because I saw this the documentary.
Like, L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E.
Oh, man. Mike Downey's documentary, that 4-part series, is incredible. And I just love what you had to say about them in that documentary. Love those guys, too. I mean, got to hang out with them a bunch, but certainly you were a lot closer to them in being in the area up there. Tell me about a bit of your experience with those guys. I'd love to hear.
To see one of their shows, of course, just as a viewer, you know, it's like getting on the back of a dragon and taking a nice roller coaster ride. And the musicianship is magnificent. The guitar playing, Johnny, the greatest driver and drummer, certainly, you know, in the rock pantheon. I would put him right up there with Stuart Copeland or anybody. Mm. And then, you know, Gord's amazing ability as a poet and as a vocalist and a stage performer. The way he ignited and united Canada was beautiful. So to be in their presence, see, it was really a privilege to watch them play anytime I did, and then to work with them. Mm-hmm. And actually, I jammed on stage once on Locked in the Trunk of a Car. You can get that, I guess, somewhere on the search. Locked in the Trunk of the Car. I played harp on that, and Gord told me, he said, just keep playing right through. I don't, you know, I don't worry about the lyric. I want to hear you play. And I you know, that was such an honor to get up there with and step up with musicians of that caliber. They're dear friends, and hanging with them was always great because they're funny. You know, they're so smart. Robbie Baker, I mean, you know, the humor, the sense of humor there, and
yeah, he's lovely. The subject, you know,
they're all just great wits. Every one of them is a great wit, and so articulate and intelligent. They're wonderful.
Yeah, the Gord is certainly sorely missed. Do you know Boris Baker?
I met him from on down through the years, but he's acquitting himself. Beautiful career now.
Yeah, he's in a great band. They came on tour with us for a little while, and really got on with them. So nice folks, you know. And well, really love them.
Hey! Got to pay back. Revenge. A man. Got to get back. I need some get back. can dig rapping. I'm ready. I can dig scrapping. But I can't dig that backstabbing.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Clouds move over. silent thunder matches mine. I know this feeling from long ago. I wondered, was it gone? But now I know. So when she calls, don't send.
This is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thanks for tuning into the show. That was The Tragically Hip and Locked in the Trunk of the Car. Dan Aykroyd actually appeared on stage with them and performed that song while he did the harmonica part, and Gord sang with the band backing them up. Killer band, killer song, killer story. And I talked about that in my interview with Dan Aykroyd. More of that interview coming up momentarily. And I just wanted to say, every week, the Jukebox radio show, the one that you're listening to right now, focuses on spinning artists that might not normally get the sort of exposure that other artists get. So we play 70% of indigenous, black, and artists of color and women on this show. Meaning, every time you tune in to this dial and listen to the jukebox, you're supporting those artists. We got music from some great friends of mine, people I know really well, and I really do have a lot of love, appreciation, and admiration for them. We're going to hear something from Blue Moon Marquee, a song called Hound Dog on a Chain, also Digging Roots with Spring to Come. Both artists are Juno Award-winning artists who have broken down barriers and boundaries across the globe. So, without further ado, let's hear Hound Dog on a Chain by Blue Moon Marquee and Spring to Come by Digging Roots.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
For the spring to come, oh, yeah. about spring coming right along. Oh, about a nice way to ask her for a song. So I asked the mountain if she might want to move me. She said tell the rivers to wake up the lake. See, rivers take it from sky into home base. And yellow belly hawks know how to kill taste. Singing for the spring is like kissing pretty things. And changes like fire, changes like wings. Birch bark and maple and seas of black hair. Sing, raven, sing, show, Shona, fill the air.
That's Crystal Shawanda with Church House Blues, and before that, Digging Roots and Blue Moon Marquee. Each of these artists are Juno Award-winning artists. They are all Indigenous, and I just wanted to focus on a little bit of Indigenous blues and soul right there in this pocket of the show. And to conclude with that theme, here is my good friend Kaylee Cardinal, another Juno Award-winning Indigenous artist, and the song Just Let Me Lie to You, right here on the jukebox.
I don't wanna hurt you. I don't wanna make you sad. Don't you wanna let me save you from all that, all that? And just let me hide you. I'm lying in your arms, holding secrets I can't share. Would you believe me if I said I'm quiet 'cause I care, oh I care. And just let me hide you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, Indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
people of the horses, the people of the plains, the people from the desert.
I've got some more indigenous blues, folk, soul, roots music for you. That is Lila Gilday and Rolling Thunder. She won the Juno Award that year for that record. And she beat me, actually. I'm very happy she did. She's beautiful and she's been through a little bit of a time lately. And I won't get into that because she has her own platform to share what's going on in her life. And if you go look her up, maybe send her some love. I'm Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Music coming up from the Pappy Johns. This was a release from 2008 called Janine. And this is Murray Porter and Dan Prowlis and Oren Dockstader. And they first came together on the Bar Road Band back in 2003. So check that out. That's coming up. Willie Dunn, How Long Blues from the East Coast. Willie has finally been getting the recognition that he deserves. He is an incredible writer. I certainly think he should have been in there with the likes of Joni Mitchell and Neil Young and Gordon Lightfoot. But systematic racism did not allow that to happen. So very happy to be able to share his music on the show and know that people are finally getting it. So that's coming up. But before that, let's listen to something from Martha Redbone. Martha Redbone released this in 2006. She's known for blending hip-hop, funk, soul, R&B, and elements of neo-soul and swing into her music. This is a great tune. I hope you dig it. Right here on the jukebox, check out Future Street.
You're down with me, and then again,
This is Music for the Human Race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Don't you tell me, pretty mama, that long hair long. Baby, not so lonely, baby, since you've been gone. You're the sweetest woman in this world to me. I can't forget the time when the hell you were my name. You used to call me honey, oh sweet daddy. Then won't you tell my mama I love her long. Got my honey, oh sweet daddy. But won't you tell me, mama, how long, how long? But won't you tell me, mama, how long, how long?
Give you all my Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.